Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
As you've seen on the news, there's been a huge influx of immigrants from the Middle East into Europe, and now there's this big discussion about how many should we let into the United States. On the one hand, you've got individuals that are literally fleeing for their lives, and we know that directly because of our outreach at Liberty Counsel called Liberty Relief International. Through that, we're helping persecuted Christians throughout the Middle East, but also throughout the world, who literally are dying or being evicted from their homes or their businesses because of their faith in Jesus Christ. So that is a real situation. So you can understand what's happening with these people that are leaving, literally forced to flee, and moving into other countries. On the other hand, it's overwhelming to some of the European countries. I think it'll be overwhelming to the United States. And there's more behind the scene that you ought to know about in terms of who are these individuals, and why aren't the Christians coming out of these countries in higher numbers? We'll talk about that on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, this is a human crisis of huge proportions where individuals are literally having to flee. They're overwhelming some of the European countries with regards to being able to relocate there, and soon we'll have to deal with that same issue here in the United States.
Yeah, Matt, this is one of those tough ones, you know. How do you balance the true humanitarian crisis here where you have Christians and others who are forced to flee ISIS so that they literally are not tortured to death and to avoid rape and murder and you know that, but that seems to be that is certainly not the majority of folks, it seems, when you look at what's happening in Germany and in Sweden and elsewhere in Europe, where it appears to be an invasion. I mean, you have crime rampant. You have women being told in Germany, "Oh, cover up, the Muslims are here." You have places like Dachau and hallowed ground in Germany, where they're now housing some of these immigrants, and even people in Sweden and elsewhere being told that they're being kicked out of their own homes or their own homes commissioned, essentially, to house these migrants. And you see these pictures that are popping up now of clear pictures of identified ISIS terrorists, and then you see them in civilian clothing coming into Germany and elsewhere, matching up picture after picture after pictures. So there are many that are calling this refugee jihad that the Islamic State and other Muslim groups are latching on to this humanitarian crisis in order to infiltrate and invade Europe for a takeover.
Well, you would imagine that ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all of these Muslim terrorists would take advantage of these people. I mean, we know what they've done. We know what they have been doing to some of these individuals. You know, at Liberty Relief International, we reported regarding a story of how some of these small children were raped in front of their parents, then burned alive while their parents watched them because they refused to profess in Muhammad as the prophet in the Quran and Allah, that they are Christians. They were being brutalized solely because they're Christians. So we know that they have absolutely no respect for human life, none whatsoever. So now, after they flee, this is perhaps a ticket for them to get into some of these countries and expand their terror network. So they're coming across the borders, pretending to be someone who's a refugee, right among the refugees. So the real problem that you have is to literally, number one, single out who are the real refugees that are literally being persecuted and who are the terrorists that are now looking like refugees and coming over with them that are wanting to just simply have a free ticket to a new country so they can literally set down their roots of terrorism in Germany and other parts of Europe and also including the United States. The other thing, Matt, is I was talking to Johnny Moore, who recently returned from the Middle East, and he has some outreaches there in the Middle East to persecuted individuals. And Johnny was telling the staffer with Liberty Council that the reason why there's more Muslims coming out of these countries versus Christians is because of the way the United Nations has been taking over these refugees. The United States has ceded its authority to the United Nations, if you will, with regards to how to handle these refugees. And so the people that are in the United Nations are making decisions as to who comes out and who doesn't. Well, you know, the United Nations in many of these situations is dominated by Muslims. So who are they going to let out as a refugee? Muslims. Who do they care very little about and want them to just simply stay in their country, whether it's Afghanistan, Iraq, or Syria? It's the Christians. So when you look at the people that are coming across the border, whether they're coming to the United States or whether they're going to Europe, there is this huge proportion that doesn't represent the Christian population. Why? Because they're not able to get out. They're not able to cross the borders because the UN is blocking them and opening up the floodgates for all the other Muslims to come across the border. Those who are real refugees, and also, obviously, those who are pretending to be refugees but are actually terrorists in disguise.
And this sets up a situation where we have occurring right now in the Middle East an anti-Christian Holocaust, because the UN, which is hostile to the teachings of Christianity and to Christianity in large part as an entity, not all of them, I mean, there are Christian nations represented and so forth, but, you know, what a shame that these individuals who get to make the call, who make the decision, are Muslims, whose very Quran teaches that as far as Christians go and Jews go, they're the people of the book. They have to either be converted, enslaved, or killed. And that is the central teaching of the fundamental teaching of the Quran. And these are the ones that are determining whether or not Christians get to be allowed into Europe and elsewhere and into the United States. They're blocking their entry, their ability to get out, and so they're being slaughtered en masse.
And there's a report here about a nurse in Germany, Bettina Halby. She has lived in the same flat for 16 years, and now she's being forced to move out to make way for the refugees because building a new shelter, they say, is too expensive. This 51-year-old nurse has, in the past, helped asylum seekers, and now she's shocked by the recent letter. She said that she was completely shocked. I'm quoting, and I can't even begin to find the words to describe how the city has treated me, Halby told the German publication that she was being interviewed by. She says, I have had to go through a lot of difficulties recently, and then I get this notice. It was like a kick in the teeth. What she got was a notice that she had to move out of her apartment, or flats as they're called there, where she had lived for 16 years. Why is that? Well, because the mayor of this town in which she lives says that the population is just over 6,000. He's defending his decision to send the nurse packing, saying converting the building will be the cheapest option. A new residential unit for 30 refugees in the city would cost about $33,600 per person. The solution will cost me nothing, he said. So he is literally moving people out of places where they have called home for 16 years so that more refugees can take their place.
And so Europe is committing demographic suicide through attrition, and President Obama seems determined, having ceded our sovereignty as a nation to the United Nations, President Obama seems committed to do the exact same thing.
Yeah, and he's actually wanting to bring in more refugees. Now, on the one hand, understand this is a difficult situation. We have our own Liberty Relief International for persecuted Christians in the Middle East, so there is a real humanitarian crisis over there. But on the other hand, this humanitarian crisis is also being manipulated by the terrorists themselves that started the crisis and continued the crisis in the first place. So while we need to help refugees, we need to be very, very careful that only those who are real refugees are assisted. And we also need to provide refugee status to those who are dying because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. You've been listening to Matt Barber, founder of barbwire.com. For more information about what you can do regarding not only this issue, but other particular issues to help real refugees, people who are literally losing their lives, losing their homes, losing their families and their businesses because they believe in Jesus Christ. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can sign up to receive our Liberty Relief International email. That is our international humanitarian outreach for Liberty Counsel. We are working with other organizations on the ground to help relieve the suffering and the pain, to help our persecuted brothers and sisters in the Middle East and around the country who are being asked to renounce their faith in Jesus Christ. And if they don't, their heads are cut off. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, pray for these people, and stand by to assist.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.